Hey friends, it's Lee, and this is a surprise bonus episode. September 16th, all around the world, churches and moms and prayer groups will partner together to bless the teachers and school staff beginning a brand new school year. We call the event Bless Our Schools Sunday. Here to talk with me about this day is Susan Shepherd, our brand new USA Country Coordinator for Moms in Prayer. This is Susan's debut on the podcast, and I'm so glad to have her here with us. Susan is the kind of woman you want to tuck up and talk life with, and I had that opportunity last February at a leadership getaway. She is as real as they come, and you will love her. Listen in as Susan and I talk moms in prayer, leadership, and bless our school Sunday. So Susan Shepherd, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you, Lee. I'm excited to be here.
Susan, you are the USA Country Coordinator, and that is such an exciting role, and you are a year into it.
Yes, I am.
What do you think?
I think it is a wonderful place to be and a wonderful place to serve because I get to see what's happening all across the country and how God is moving and stirring the hearts of women, all kinds of women, to pray. And Moms in Prayer is growing every month. There are new groups and new covered schools, and that's our mission and vision.
It's thrilling, isn't it? God is on the move.
He definitely is.
Oh, he is. But before we get started, tell our friends about you personally and about your family.
My husband is Joe, and we have two adult daughters, Jennifer and Caroline, and they are both married. Jennifer is married to Ken, and they have a little boy named James, and Caroline is married to Luke, and they have five fur babies. Three dogs and two cats. And we're just blessed because we all live very close to one another. And it has just been a joy to pray these girls through school and through college and through early jobs and to see them marry godly men and to have them live close by. We are indeed very blessed.
You are, and you are Susu.
I am. My little grandson calls me Susu. It started with my nieces. My nieces called me Susu. And, you know, in the South, you have to have a grandmother name. And so everybody was like, well, what's your grandmother name going to be? And I was thinking, oh, I think I might want to be Sugar. But it just would not come out of my mouth. And Susu is what came out. And it's really easy for a 2.5-year-old to say.
I totally agree. So what is your Moms in Prayer story? How did you get started Moms in Prayer and ultimately get to this position as the country coordinator?
In 1996, I went to my very first Moms in Prayer meeting. Our youngest sat at the kitchen table and cried every night at dinner for 2 weeks because her teacher had been taken out of school after one day for a maternity leave. She had a difficult pregnancy, and so she went on maternity leave after one day of second grade. And Caroline would just sit at the table and cry about who's going to be my teacher tomorrow and what's going to happen to my old teacher and what's going to happen to her baby. And I couldn't tell her who her teacher was going to be tomorrow. And you do the best you can and reassure and say that God is going to take care of them. And I was sharing all of this with my neighbor who said, have you heard about this really cool group of moms who get together and pray for children in schools? And I said, no, where are they? And she told me. And I went immediately to my first meeting and it was like, thank you, Lord. I have found my people.
Well, they so are our people. I feel like that too. Whenever we get to a Moms in Prayer event, it's just like we're meeting friends that we've just met, but we have so much in common. Motherhood, this belief in Jesus, that he works, that he's listening to us, that he's alive and active today. It's so amazing.
Yes, and that the hearts of praying moms are the same everywhere. You know, I mean, you just see that and you feel that and you sense that in Moms in Prayer. And having been in a Moms in Prayer group now for like 22 years, I've met Moms in Prayer moms from all over, and that's the way it is. But yes, I started out as a group member, and then I became a group leader, And then I was asked to pray about being an area coordinator. So I became an area coordinator, and I just loved connecting women with other praying women and training new group leaders. And I live in the state of Alabama. And so our very first state coordinator called me, and she said that she had been called to step down and that the Lord had placed me on her heart to be the next Alabama state coordinator. And so in 2005, I stepped up to be the next state coordinator. Now, that was not a fast process. I have to say, I had to pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was not something that I was expecting. But I prayed about it, and my husband prayed about it, and we felt like, yes, this really is the direction the Lord is leading me. And so I was Alabama State Coordinator for 10 years.
Wow.
And loved it. And about that time, the division coordinator for the Southeast was going to step down, and she asked, has the Lord ever spoken to you about stepping up? And I had to say, yes. He has, because it was very clear at some point in those 10 years, and I couldn't, well, I remember the instance, but I don't remember what year it was. It was the very first year that at the state coordinator getaway, we had to have a bus to go to camp because there were so many state coordinators, we could no longer ride in cars with staff members. Isn't that exciting?
So exciting.
We had grown and we had to have a bus. And so we got on this bus and I was putting things in the overhead compartment and I very clearly heard, you will be a division coordinator. And I like turned around looking for someone like, who said that? And it was the Lord. And so when Janet said to me, has the Lord ever spoken to you about being in this role? I had to say, yes, he has. And we prayed about it. And I stepped up to be a division coordinator. And as God would have it, I was placed where I was needed the most. And that was in New England and Mid-Atlantic. So I am this little Alabama girl who is now working with state coordinators and women all over the East Coast.
Help us clarify some of these leadership roles. So we've talked about area coordinator. There's a number of area coordinators in each state. Like I'm in the
Sure.
state of Michigan. I think that there's a potential to have, I think it's 66 area coordinators, but it's areas within the state, right?
It's areas are within a state, and an area coordinator generally works with about probably anywhere from 30 to 80 schools, and that would be group leaders. Now, every school may not be covered, so that I don't want you to think that every area coordinator has 80 leaders that she's responsible for, because I don't think that's the case anywhere that I know. Area coordinators work with group leaders in their area, and they work with the state coordinator in connecting moms. And so state coordinators work with the entire state. They work with all the area coordinators, and they work with group leaders in places where there are no area coordinators. And division coordinators work with divisions. And the whole country is divided into 9 divisions, going from New England and Mid-Atlantic all the way to the Pacific. And we now have 9 division coordinators. There's a division coordinator for every division in the country, and that is such a blessing. And that's growth. Those are more women that God has raised up. I was the division coordinator for New England and Mid-Atlantic, and I can tell you the hearts of praying moms everywhere, we're all the same. I've really experienced this. I've worked with women all over the country, and it was awesome. We just got along so well. I loved it. And then our beloved Sharon Gamble said that she was going to step down. And Sally's the president of Moms in Prayer. And Sally asked all of the division coordinators to pray about stepping up to being country coordinator. I just felt very clearly after a month or so of prayer that God was calling me. And so here I am.
I love it that you say yes to the Lord when he says, this is what I have for you. You at least pray about it. It's difficult to step into leadership or any role whatsoever, but you have the unique privilege of now leading the United States of America.
I have a lot of help.
You do.
I have nine marvelous division coordinators, and we have marvelous state coordinators. We have 36 state coordinators serving 37 states. And I just really try to coordinate and make sure that we're all on the same page moving forward in our mission and vision.
Well, one of the things I love about the growth in Moms in Prayer is that you are a country coordinator. But really, the United States is only one of 146 countries with Moms in Prayer around the world.
That is right.
So what's happening in the United States is also happening in Europe and Africa and Asia and in other places around the globe.
That's right. And Australia and New Zealand and everywhere in the Middle East and all places in Europe. It's just super, super exciting. In fact, I just wanted to share with you that the country coordinator for Venezuela is a single woman who does not have children, has never been married, but has the vision for Moms in Prayer. She wants to see these children and these schools impacted for Christ. And she stepped up and said, yes, I'll be an area coordinator. And then she stepped up and said, yes, I'll take on more than one area. And now she is a country coordinator.
That is amazing. I have heard women say, do I have to be a mom to be involved in Moms in Prayer groups? And the answer is clearly no.
Absolutely not. You just need to be a woman who agrees with our statement of faith and wants to see children and schools impacted for Christ.
Yep. And we have another opportunity for our moms coming up to engage with not only our prayer groups, but also the schools in our areas. So on September 16th, Sunday, September 16th, coming up is Bless Our School Sunday.
Yes.
Susan, can you tell us about Bless Our School Sunday and what will happen on Sunday, September 16th?
On Sunday, September 16th, we are encouraging all churches to recognize their teachers and their students and to pray for them, to encourage them, to thank those teachers for stepping up and stepping out and teaching and just to bless them. And that's what it is. Bless Our Schools Sunday. It's been going on now. I think this is our fourth, maybe fifth year of Bless Our Schools Sunday, and it grows every year. More and more and more churches participate and more people participate. The main thing is that we recognize those teachers and those students and we pray for them. If we want to do that on a day that is not September 16th, let's say that your school starts on August 1st and maybe your school or your church wants to do that on, say, September 1st or 2nd. If they want to do it like last Sunday, that's perfectly fine. It doesn't have to be September 16th, but that date coincides with the Sunday that's right before See You at the Pole.
Which is our next episode on the Moms in Prayer podcast is Doug Clark from See You at the Pole. So that's so fun. We are just simply celebrating the teachers and staff members, bus drivers, all the people that come into contact with the students. And we're asking the Lord to bless and protect those schools.
Absolutely.
I remember once you told me a story about your niece as a new teacher in a certain area. Can you tell our audience that story too?
Yes. Oh, I love this story. My niece is a brand new college graduate, and she has her very first job, and she is teaching English in an urban high school, a very large urban area, and she has like 150 students. And so she's looking at a new place to live, a new city, a new job, first year teaching, and it's a bit daunting. I talked to her not very long ago, and she shared with me that she's the only Christian who is on her teaching team. She's just been really concerned about, you know, this is her first job and stepping out and having this many students in such an unfamiliar environment. And she was invited by one of her college friends to go to her home and to have dinner one night. And she was sharing this with her college friend and her friend's mother. The college friend's mother looked at my niece and said, "Where are you teaching?" And she told her. And she said, "Oh, I have been praying for that high school. I am still praying for that high school. I'm in Moms in Prayer, and I want to show you the prayer sheet that we are praying. And she went and she got the prayer sheet, and she was able to show it to my niece and show her the verses that they have been praying for the new teachers coming into that school. And oh my goodness, what an encouragement that has been to my niece to know that there are faithful women standing in the gap out there praying for her.
Praise the Lord. One of the things I love about Bless Our School Sunday, and actually Moms in Prayer in general, is that we are pro-teacher and pro-schools. We are praying that our teachers would be blessed, not that they would be harmed or to stand in opposition against them, but rather that they would be excellent at what they do and that they would have favor over them.
Absolutely. That they can communicate and work with each student where that student is, that they meet them right where they are, that they teach with excellence, that they have energy, that they rest well, that their students are cooperative. You know, we pray all these things that would benefit teachers, whether they are believers or not believers. And Lee, I just have to share this brand new story that I just got this weekend about Bless Our School Sunday and something that is going to be happening in one state. Well, it's in one area of one state in this country. And I'm going to leave it at that and say that one of our Moms in Prayer group leaders went to meet with the superintendent of education in her area just to tell him that he was being prayed for and to invite him to the Bless Our School service at a particular church. And he was so excited about this that he sent an email to the entire district telling them that they had been invited to the worship service at such and such a church where they were going to be blessed in prayer, and that later that afternoon there was going to be a prayer walk at all of the local schools and that they could come and participate in the prayer walk at the school on Bless Our School Sunday if they wanted to.
God is on the move in schools, no matter what anybody says, and we get to see it all the time.
Absolutely. Don't you just love it? Because that's a really unique way of doing Bless Our School Sunday, mm-hmm. that you invite everyone to come and prayer walk the schools. And that's one way to do it. But there are many, many ways to bless our schools on that Sunday. You can ask the teachers in the audience, the congregation, to rise and ask the students to rise and bless them right there. You can have them come down front and have lots of different people accompany them and pray over them, or you can just have them come down front and pray over them all at one time. There are no rules. It is a blessing, and it is how the Lord leads you to bless those teachers.
I've told you this before, but we send our kids and our Moms in Prayer group, we sit around and we make handwritten invitations inviting our kids' teachers to Bless Our School Sunday at our church. And we attach a little bag of candy. You know, the Halloween candy's already out, but we attach a few pieces of candy to it. We call it bait. But the truth is, yeah.
I'm in the South. I get that.
Teacher bait. But we just send out a personal invitation and tell them we so value them. We personally will be praying for them, and we want to bless them that day. And every year, we have had teachers come that do not walk with the Lord, but want to be supportive of our kids and show appreciation for parents who are trying to invest in teachers and schools. And so
that's wonderful.
There's so many ways to build those relationships and to show our schools that we are for them and we're looking for God's best for them too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who wouldn't want to be blessed? Really?
Well, this is a neat opportunity. And if our friends want to find out any more information about Bless Our School Sunday, they can go to the Moms in Prayer website, momsinprayer.org. And under the resources tabs, you can find a whole section of resources for Bless Our School Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. We've tried to make it as easy as possible to participate in Bless Our School Sunday.
Susan, it's a gift to have you. And I know that I'm going to get to ring you up again soon. But before we close out, out of here, I'm wondering if you could give us a short State of the Union in the United States. Is there anything extra cool going on in the United States of America today?
Oh my goodness. Moms in Prayer has a brand new updated website. We have more women praying than we've ever had before. And we have all kinds of new ministry partners. And it is so exciting to see what God is doing. And we're doing Unshaken events. In fact, this coming weekend, there will be an Unshaken in Arizona. And then in October, there will be one in Minnesota. And then in November, there will be one in North Carolina. There are lots and lots and lots of opportunities to get involved in Moms in Prayer. And here's one thing that's also super exciting, and that is that in October in Dallas, Texas, there's going to be a Pulse event that is called Together 2018. And they did this event on the Mall in Washington, D.C. in 2016. And they had, I think, a couple of 100,000 young people who came and proclaimed the Lord and worshiped and prayed. And Moms in Prayer was part of that. We had a prayer tent there. And in fact, the God that does that ministry is a Moms in Prayer kid. As parents, do we have any greater joy than to see our children walking with the Lord? No, no.
Oh, man, friend, I have chills all over my body.
You know, and so Moms in Prayer will be in Dallas, Texas in October as part of this mega huge event. All kinds of people together in worship. You know, every tribe, every nation. Lee, it is about proclaiming the name of Jesus and giving everyone that opportunity to know him. Mm. And that's what Moms in Prayer does. It is impacting children and schools, because let's face it, our kids spend a lot of time in schools, and we want to see those schools and those children impacted for Christ. Every child needs to know that Jesus loves them.
Mm. I couldn't have said it better myself, friend. Every child around the world needs to know that Jesus loves them. Susan, would you close us in prayer together?
Oh, Father, how we thank you for this amazing and marvelous gift of prayer, this costly and lavish gift of prayer that you have given us through Jesus Christ, that we can come to you and pour out our hearts, knowing that you are a gracious God, a loving God, a faithful God, and that you hear and you answer prayer. So, Father, may our prayers be a sweet fragrance to you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't Susu great? She may kill me if we all start calling her that. We all hope you have already started the Bless Our School tradition at your church, but if not, now is a great time to jump on our website and learn about the resources available. A couple of years ago, Sally Burke did a video with her pastor talking about Moms in Prayer, and you may want to go to the Moms in Prayer YouTube channel and check that out too. Let's be pro-teacher and pro-school while we pray and while we live mother and grandmother in our communities. We love you guys and are so grateful for you, prayerful, mighty you. Moms make a difference. Moms who just take the next step of obedience. Moms just like you. See you next week.